AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Thousands of pilgrims have flocked to St. Peter's Square for the canonization of Mother Teresa this morning. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis considers the little nun a natural saint.
Many people considered Mother Teresa a living saint for the works of mercy that she did throughout her life. She tended to the people most rejected by society, the poor, the dying. For Pope Francis, she is a real model for the kind of church that he wants, the church that goes out to the peripheries and finds the most marginal of society.
Nurses at five hospitals in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area are poised to go on strike Monday after contract talks broke down Saturday. According to AP correspondent Amy Forlitti,
there's about 4,800 nurses that would be involved in the strike. They come from Abbott Northwestern, the Phillips Eye Institute in Minneapolis, United Hospital in St. Paul, and Unity Hospital in Fridley, and Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids.
All eyes are on Tropical Storm Hermine as it moves up the East Coast this morning. Forecasters like Dennis Feltgren at the National Weather Service expect the storm to intensify.
Some strengthening is expected, and Hermine is forecast to intensify back to hurricane force on Sunday.
Hermine has already killed two people and washed out the Labor Day weekend at the beaches from the Outer Banks to the Jersey Shore. Although they lost electricity during the storm at Nag's Head, North Carolina, Michelle Duguay and her family from Virginia found ways to stay entertained.
We just kind of hang out. We did a lot of eating today. We cooked a lot of different things. My two grandkids were here, so we played a lot of games with them.
Up the coast in Virginia Beach, the storm forced Bruce Springsteen to move a Saturday night concert to Monday. Swimmers were ordered out of the surf in New York and New Jersey. Amtrak canceled some service. This is AP Radio News. Number one-ranked Alabama began its national championship defense last night with an overwhelming victory over number 20, USC.
Top-ranked Alabama began its national championship defense by blowing out 20th-ranked USC 52-6. Alabama turned the game into a rout with 38 consecutive points in the second and third quarters. Freshman quarterback Jalen Hurts came off the bench to spearhead the Bama attack, throwing for two touchdowns to Ardarius Stewart and running for two more scores. Stewart caught four passes for 113 yards, including touchdown receptions of 39 and 71 yards. Damian Harris rushed for 138 yards. Bob Stevens, Arlington, Texas.
The police chief in Santa Clara County, California, vows to provide a safe environment at San Francisco home games, despite a threat from the union representing his officers to boycott policing the stadium if the 49ers don't discipline Colin Kaepernick for criticizing police and refusing to stand during the national anthem. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.